சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். தி இன்ஃபினிட் பிரம்மன் நேச்சர் கேன் பி ரிவீல்ட் even though that Brahman is formless, even though that Brahman is not objectifiable, still the scriptures reveal that Brahma Swarupam by applying a different methods or techniques. What are those techniques? We saw in the last class, by giving examples also, Upanishad presents, first method is incidental attributes you can introduce and you can reveal an object. Second method, you can reveal an object by giving seeming attributes. Examples you have to recollect. I don't want to repeat again. Seeming attributes also by applying you can reveal the object which is not an object. You can reveal. And by absence of attributes also, you can, third method, by absence of attributes also, you can reveal an object. Fourth method is implied method, lakshanaya. By implication also, you can reveal an object. These are the four methods Upanishad use to reveal the Brahman. First method, first, second, fourth method comes under Vidhimukha Bodhanam. First method, second method and fourth method comes under Vidhimukha Bodhanam. Third method comes under Nishedhamukha Bodhanam. Nishedhamukha Bodhanam. Having seen these four methods, I gave that lingam's clues to understand the tatpariyam of the scriptures. What is the purport? What is the central teaching? Mukhya uddeshyam, central teaching of the Shastra, you can arrive by applying six clues. Upakrama upasamhara abhyasa purvata phalam, abhyasa apurvata phalam, arthavadaha upapatti cha lingam tatparya nirnayena. Six clues also I have elaborately explained in the last class. Applying these six clues are lingani, the indicators. They are called indicators. Application of these six indications are clues. If you listen to Shastra, That is called Shravanam. As you listen from the teacher has to use all these six clues in his or her own entire teaching. You do not know which clue when she is using. It is hidden. Everywhere one clue or other it is there. And you also should keep in touch with the six clues are coming in this teaching. So the teacher and student, both of them remembering these six clues, and the teaching is within these six clues. If you listen that teaching with these six clues application, that alone is called Shravanam. Not Kadha Shravanam, Purana Kalakshepa Shravanam. Ange Upakram Upasamhara won't be there. There is no Mahavakya. In Ramayana Kadha or Bhagavata Kadha, anywhere, it is not necessary there. Even if you dose off also, nothing going to happen in Bhagavata Kadha Kalakshepam. But in Vedanta class, even a fraction of second, your mind should not deviate. Even a fraction of second, it goes. That is a different matter. That much involvement. Shravana means application of six clues, and the teacher has to apply. Student has to receive that in this manner. Second point of Shravanam is total intellectual involvement is required along with the teacher. Active involvement of the intellect. Active involvement of the intellect along with the teacher is called Shravanam. That old definition I am not giving, because it is, you know that by heart, consistent, systematic study of scriptures under a competent teacher for a length of time, under a live competent teacher, because you are also repeating with me mechanically, therefore I don't want to give that definition. Once it becomes mechanical, no, we don't bother about the meaning. Now I have changed the meaning, okay, as definition of the teaching. But the definition I give now, active involvement of the intellect along with the teacher is called Shravanam. It's called Shravanam. Unlike listening the Ramayana story or Bharatam story, this is a different Shravanam. I hope you are all listening with full involvement of your intellect. That to Mandukya Upanishad. Okay. This is called Shravanam. Similarly, next part of Jnana Yoga is Mananam. Mananam. Reflection upon the teaching. Mananam. Here also I would like to give four points again. Having received the essential teaching in through the Shravanam. Through Shravanam means listening. What I remove? My ignorance. Ignorance of what? Atma. I remove the ignorance of Atma by listening to Shastra from my teacher. That is called Shravanam. With full involvement for a length of time, having received the teaching, still there are some more doubts in my mind. So, samshraya nivrityartham mananam. To remove my doubts, intellectual doubts, I have to remove my doubts, therefore I have to do mananam. Shravanam removes only ajnanam, mananam removes samshayam. Doubtless knowledge alone is knowledge. A doubtful knowledge is not at all a knowledge. So doubt-free knowledge is possible. I have to interview my intellect. I have to ask my intellect. Are you convinced with the teaching? I have to ask my own intellect. Are you convinced with the teaching? Are you happy enough? Your intellect nods its head no. Why? Your teacher is saying world is unreal. World is unreal. Body is unreal. How can I accept? Our intellect will not accept. So I have to ask my intellect, are you convinced with all statements of the Shastra and the, my Guru, which is that coming from my Guru? Are you happy enough? So I have to ask my intellect. If I am totally convinced, my intellect is totally convinced, it will work. If intellect won't convince, it will obstruct you not to receive the central teaching. Point number one. So you have to interview your intellect, ask your intellect whether it is convinced or not. Number one. To do this process is called mananam. I need not convince the world, but I have to convince my intellect. As long as I don't convince my intellect, that knowledge will not bring any transformation in me, that it remain as an information. So I have to take an appointment with my intellect. This is called intellectual honesty. To remove intellectual doubts, mananam. Number two, because of Shastra teaching, I get full freedom, because here no test, no assignment, nothing. You are coming from years together, go on listening. You have full freedom. Okay, there is no monitor to check your intellect, whether you have understood properly or not. You have full freedom. But at the same time, scriptures never want you to believe it. Just scriptures are not interested in your belief of those statements. Scriptures are not bothered about that you have to believe me, you have to believe me. No. Scriptures don't want that. That Jnana Kanda, Vedanta part, Karma Kanda only belief. Jnana Kanda, there is no question of belief. Because Jnanam is not a dogmatic approach, it is not a dogma, it is not a concept. It is not a concept, it is understanding. Dogma means what? It's a concept. My own concept, in Chulva. It is not your concept. It is a truth. It is a fact. Therefore, blind belief doesn't work here. It is not a dogmatic approach. Therefore, it is not a faith. I am Brahman is not a faith. World is mithya, unreal. I am Brahman is not a faith. For this I used to give always example, 4 plus 4 is equal to 8. Is it faith or knowledge? Knowledge. It is not a faith. I should not ask all of you, 10 plus 10 is equal to 20, all of you believe. I am not supposed to ask. What I have to ask? All of you understand. 10 plus 10 is equal to 20. May you understand. This is what I have to say. So therefore, I am Brahman is not a faith-based assumption. Okay? It is not a faith-based assumption. It is a knowledge-based understanding. Understanding. For this sake, I have to do mananam. This is the second purpose of mananam. It is not a blind faith. It is not a faith to have an assumption, faith-based assumption. It is not a dogma, but it is only an understanding. So this is the understanding. Therefore, I have to listen to the teaching. For a length of time, I must be free from doubts. Point number three, purpose of mananam. If doubt arises, suppose my intellect doesn't accept with the shastric statements, If my intellect doesn't accept, I should ask my intellect, why you are not accepting it? If you are not accepting, your intellect has to give the rational reason, answer for that, why it is not accepting. Why it is not accepting also, you must give the reason. Without giving the reason for your rejection, just like that you should not reject the statements. Swamini, unnu puriyave illaye, enna rejection pandrathukku enak solreela? What can we reject? First we have to understand, no? Rejection in the sense, see, Ishvara is a Nama Rupa, lower order of reality, we say. It is not the higher truth. How can you say Ishvara is unreal? Your intellect will come and, no? Like red light, mother, you know? Red light. It comes an object. How can you say Ishvara is a lower order of reality? Ishvara is everything. But Shastra comes and says Ishvara is apara prakriti, lower order of reality. Intellect will reject. Their intellect rejects. What is the reason? Why you object? Can you give me logical reason for this objection? I have to ask my intellect. Namma enna pannuvanna, we never give the reasonable, rational answer why our intellect is objecting. Just my intellect is not accepting. Therefore, I have attended so many classes. One person was telling in the last class, another class, not in this class. He is asking me after the class, new student, first time he came to Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Then he came and asked me, Swamini, I have one doubt. Yes, what is your doubt? You see, Yajnavalkya is a jnani. Yajnavalkya is a jnani, Brahma jnani. Why he is struggling for 1,000 cows? Janaka Maharaja announced 1,000 cows I will give. Who is the greatest scholar? Whoever proves himself as greatest scholar, I will give 1,000 cows. This person come and ask me, why such a Brahmajnani struggling to get 1,000 cows? Why at all he has to come to Janaka Maharaja's Sabha and standing for 1,000 cows? Why such a jnani require 1,000 cows? Why he has to come there and what to talk? Not only that, what he says, I heard from so many people, Swamini. I heard from so many people all the Upanishads. I said, you heard, but you have not heard properly. Listen properly. The doubts will be clear. Janaka Maharaja is not interested in 1,000 cows. But I am very happy that he has come and asked me. Okay. For that itself, I have to say, good, no? The doubts to be cleared. See, simple question. No? Why Yajnavalkya come for 1,000 cows? There is no tatparyam in that. That means from where he has heard, from which teacher, they have not handled the 6 clues properly. Adhartham. From whom he has heard this teaching, they have not handled the 6 clues properly. That's why that doubt is remaining in his mind. Like this, umpteen doubts will come to your intellect. Therefore, we have to ask our intellect, why you are rejecting? What is the reason? Tell me now. Genuine reason it has to give. Otherwise, it has no right to reject. No right to reject. You are not like a stone in the Kannamera and the beach. There are a lot of statues. Are you a statue? Just to nod your head, they are not some nodding head. But they don't have any thinking. So you have thinking, therefore, when you are before rejecting, you ask your intellect. If you are not giving proper reason, don't reject. Study. You have to tell your intellect. But unfortunately, many people come to Vedanta class and they think it is above the head and they go away. They go here and there. Like that, 10 years they spend their time. If they have that Shraddha Guru Vedanta Vakyeshu for 10 years, by that time they would have attained the Brahma Jnana. That's why until you get knowledge, you have to surrender to the teacher, the subject. So this is the second, third purpose. The portion of teaching where you are not accepting, you have to ask your intellect to give a genuine rational reasoning answer you have to do. Otherwise, listen to Shastra. Much more time. You have to say to your intellect. So every doubt, intellectual doubt, is a block that which will not allow you to listen further. So keep your intellectual doubts aside for a length of time you listen. Never come with full of doubts, no? And don't allow them to disturb you in the middle itself, middle of the class. Keep them aside. All of you wait, let me listen sometime. All your doubts will be answered. And namma intellect ku namme sollikano. Then comes to the fourth benefit of mananam. So opinion about the teacher, high opinion about the Shastra. Many people have high esteem towards Shastra, high opinion towards Shastra, high opinion towards the same particular Swami or Swamini or any other person who is teaching. They have reverence. The love, reverence towards Shastra and Guru will not liberate the person. There are people, they surrender to the teacher, they serve the teacher so much, and they love the Shastra so much, and they revere Shastra so much. Your love and affection will not liberate you. But this is also one factor. It is also one factor. But never think that my devotion towards my Swamini will liberate me. It will never liberate, I will tell you. Frankly, I want to tell you, Swamini, ungala evvala nanu bhaktiyoda irukken ithana varshama innu gnaname varala nu varadhu. Because you have not applied the six clues properly. Because your intellect is not involved properly along with the teacher. You are emotionally attached to the teacher and the Shastra. Come out of emotional attachment. Therefore, convincing the intellect, in this process of convincing the intellect, is called mananam. Samshaya nivrityartham mananam. What is the fourth one? Your love towards Shastra and the teacher will not liberate you, but your understanding towards Shastra only liberate you. That only gives phalam. That only gives phalam. I cannot apply into my life which is having a doubts, full of doubts. I cannot get conviction. I cannot apply into my life, which I cannot apply into my life. It will not give any benefit to me. Therefore, do mananam. When can you do mananam? After listening minimum 15 years systematically. நம்ம இப்பவே அரைக்குறையாக கேட்டுருக்கோம். அப்போ என்னென்ன 30 வருஷம் படிக்கணும். ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் கம் டு நிதித்தியாசனம். ஸ்ரவணம், மனநம், நிதித்தியாசனம் ஆர் த ஸ்டெப்ஸ் டு பி ஃபாலோட் இன் ஞான யோகா. ஸ்ரவணம், மனநம் அண்ட் நிதித்தியாசனம். நவ் கம் டு த Nididhyasanam part of Jnana Yoga, that which removes the emotional problems. Emotional blocks. Nididhyasanam becomes a practice for the removal of emotional blocks or hurdles. Blocks means hurdles. When mananam removes intellectual blocks, nididhyasanam removes emotional blocks or habitual notions. Emotional blocks means good old samskaras, my own samskaras, they are all hidden. They come to surface once in a while. Apde my mood will, so upset. At that time, my emotions come to surface and my mind is so blocked. and I miss the whole teaching because of habitual orientation, previous vasanas. So viparyaya nivrityartham, vasana nivrityartham nididhyasanam. Emotional problem will create not to listen to Shastra, not to apply the Shastra into our life. So how can I remove, how to do nididhyasanam? For that also 4 steps I give. First, one type of nididhyasanam is imitate a jnani. Imitate a jnani's behavior, how jnani respond, how jnani interact with the world. All these you have to imitate. Imitate the jnani's lifestyle. In we saw that in the 12th chapter, 2nd chapter, yani sthitapragnasya lakshanani tani mumukshoho sadhanani. Yani parabhakta lakshanani tani mumukshoho sadhanani. Yani gunatita lakshanani tani mumukshoho sadhanani. So we have to imitate a jnani. Swamini, who is a jnani? How do I know? Who is a jnani? How do I know? You do not know, just imitate your guru. Okay, otherwise. Imitate your guru, a mahatma, a live guru. If you don't know how to imitate a live guru, if you don't have a teacher, suppose anybody is not having, you are reading books, you know, that he is a jnani, great jnani. And they write about the autobiography of that autobiography. And then the autobiography will be read. Okay. Great rishis, lifestyle, they are written in books. You read that books. How they behave, how they conduct themselves. Just imitate like that. Enna prashantama irupa, nee prashantama iru. Kopam illamal irupa, nee kopam illamal iru. They love everyone equally. You also love everyone equally. Enna. In the madhari you follow panna. Okay. Like this you can imitate. There are so many you can imitate. So daivi sampat, the whole daivi sampat is nothing but the characteristics of a gunatitaha, parabhaktaha, sthitapragna, jnani. Imitate that person. Otherwise, read about those portions. Amanitvam, adambhitvam, ahimsakshantir, arjavam. Like that, sthitapragna lakshanas, prajahati, yada, kaman, sarvan, partham, anogatan. Second chapter, portion read repeatedly every day. 12th chapter, parabhakta lakshanas, read repeatedly every day. Gunatita lakshanas, read repeatedly every day. That is called imitating jnani. I have given a clue. Okay. Now, another, in this itself, you do namaskara again and again. That namaskara, the basic action, you have to first develop the reverence attitude towards your teacher, the guru. So external activity can influence the internal mind. External activity, do namaskara, sashtanga namaskara. Whenever you see the guru, help the guru and do namaskara. Show your reverence in all the ways, somehow or other. How otherwise the guru knows, no, how much transformation is coming in you. And nanu brahman, guru kuda brahman dane, edhuk namaskara nu sollakoodadhu. The same person yesterday, I told you, no, he asked another question also. Swamini, Dakshinamurti taught everything silently. I said, who said this? Avari solitare mauna vyakhya prakatita parabrahmana. That is wrong interpretation. Whoever did that interpretation, mauna vyakhya means not verbal silence. But why he has to teach everything Brahman only, you know, why he has to teach? He is asking, you know, unconnected questions. But still he is asking, I am very happy. That's what. Okay. Amaru Brahman, Sishyanu Sanakadi is also Brahman. Why he has to teach? You know? And no connection what he is listening. You know? We think that I am listening, I have a Mandukya Upanishad in my hand. You know? Understand that we don't know anything. First wish, understand. இது அரைக்குற படித்து நான் 10 வருஷமாக சுவாமினிக்கிட்ட படிக்கிறேன் இன்னும் ஒன்றும் வரலன்னு அர்த்தம் அந்த ஃபீலிங் இன்னும் இருக்கேன்னு அர்த்தம் ஸ்டில் ஐ ஹவ் நாட் அசிமிலேட்டட் த டீச்சிங்னு அர்த்தம் தட் அகம்பாவமே போயிடும். அந்த அகங்காரமே வரக்கூடாது, அந்த தாட்டே வரக்கூடாது, வராது. இஃப் ஐ ரியல்லி லிசனிங் டு சாஸ்திரா, தட் அகம் ஷுட் டை ஃபர்ஸ்ட். வாட் ரமண மகர்ஷி சேஸ், அகம் தட் ஈகோ ஷுட் டை, ஹாவ் ஏ ஃபங்க்ஷனல் ஈகோன. Therefore, reverence, that physical action show your internal attitude. So internal attitude, the more it is refined, the more you can receive the Shastra. So through the external action, change your internal attitude. By changing your internal attitude, that reverence, you are bowing towards Shastra more and more. Because our ego is, it's boundless. It has no limit at all. It obstructs us in every corner. So the Nididhyasanam is meant for that, for the internal mind can be transformed. Now second form of Nididhyasanam is keep in touch with the Shastra in different forms. Keep in touch with the Shastra by continuous listening, number one. As you listening, once in a week you listen, what about other days? You continuously read your notes. How long you can read? Or you can share with others. Share yourself with others what you understood. And or by teaching. Once you are capable of teaching, you can teach. Reading, listening, teaching, sharing. There are so many methods of doing Nididhyasana, the second method of Nididhyasana. Now, third method of Nididhyasana is Samadhi Abhyasa. Sit in a particular place, particular time, and dwell upon that teaching. Aham Brahmasmi, Nirguna Brahma Upasana. Vidyaranya highly emphasize for a Madhyama Adhikari. உத்தம அதிகாரி என்ன கிளாஸ்லேயே சொல்லி போயிடுவான், நான் அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி சுவாமி புரிஞ்சிச்சின்னா. பட் மோஸ்ட் ஆஃப் த பீப்புள் ஆர் ஆல் பேக் டோர் என்ட்ரிஸ். ஹூ எவர் கம்ஸ் வித்தவுட் சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி குவாலிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ், தே கெனாட் சே அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி பை ஜஸ்ட் லிசனிங். தேர் ஃபோர் தே ரிக்வயர் நிதித்யாசனம். நத்திங் ராங் இன் டூயிங் தட். சிட் அண்ட் கான்டெம்ப்ளேட், தட் இஸ் கால்ட் தேர்ட் நிதித்யாசனம். Third type of Nididhyasanam, 15 to 20 minutes you sit and do Nididhyasanam. Next point, now Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam over. This Nididhyasanam alone is called as Vedantic meditation. Next point we are entering now. Okay, I am going to take Jnana Yoga, Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. Ninga solla madri pandren swamini. First I have to listen, no, to Shastra. What is Shastra? Words, Shabdam, Shabda Pramanam. Innu Shravaname start pannala, the doubt vandhachu. Enna, ungalku varala, na solren. Enna doubt anna? Shabda, words can give only indirect knowledge. They cannot give direct knowledge. Direct knowledge alone is knowledge. Indirect knowledge is not at all knowledge. So direct knowledge sake, I have to again get that Atma Anubhava. By Shabda, Shastra, Shabda, Upanishad, words, Shabda, I get what knowledge? Indirect knowledge. And after getting that indirect knowledge, I have to get direct knowledge through meditation. And the Atma Anubhavam varanam enliyo, that is the direct knowledge. Adhukku example kuda people say, see, whatever Shastra you study, it is intellectual knowledge. Adhu Atma, and the Anubhavam varanam appa, anu solluva. Just as, if you want to know about a plant, you read in the book, the plant is so and so type of plant. These fruits are like this, it has this type of color and taste, flowers are like this, the plant has got this much lifespan and all you read in the book. But what plant is it? Book knowledge about the plant is indirect knowledge. Is it direct or indirect? Indirect knowledge. After knowing about that plant, what I have to do? Botany, okay? botany, and the garden ku poganum. I have to go, all botany students go to the garden. அந்த கார்டன் பார்க்குக்கு போய் ஒரு ஒரு ட்ரீயை பார்த்துட்டு நான் படிச்சின பிளான்ட் எங்கே இருக்கேன்னு தேடணும். ஐ ஹவ் டு புட் அன் எஃபர்ட், ஐ ஹவ் டு புட் எஃபர்ட் அண்ட் சி த பிளான், திஸ் இஸ் த பிளான்ட் வாட் ஐ ஹவ் ரெட் இன் த புக். தட் இஸ் இன்டைரக்ட் நாலேஜ். நவ் ஆஃப்டர் கோயிங் டு பார்க் ஐ சி த ட்ரீ பிளான்ட், டைரக்ட் நாலேஜ். ஸோ ஆல் த வே ஹவ் டு கோ தேர், ஐ ஹவ் டு புட் எஃபர்ட் அண்ட் ஐ ஹவ் டு லுக் இன் டு தட். ஆ, இப்போ தான் டைரக்ட் நாலேஜ் வந்தது. அதே மாதிரி ஐ ரீட் அபவுட் மானச சரோவர், கைலாஸ், கங்கோத்ரி, யமுனோத்ரி, ஐ ஹியர் ஃப்ரம் த பீப்புள் ஆல்சோ. இஸ் இட் இன்டைரக்ட் நாலேஜ் ஆர் டைரக்ட் நாலேஜ்? இன்டைரக்ட் நாலேஜ். அப்போ என்ன பண்ணணும்னா, புக்கோ டூரிஸ்ட் பஸ்ஸுன்னா எங்கன்னா கங்கோத்ரி போகணும், யமுனோத்ரிக்கு போகணும். அப்போ தான் டைரக்ட் நாலேஜ் வரும். ஐ ஹாவ் டு சீ த கங்கோத்ரி, I have to see the Yamunotri, I have to see Haridwar, I have to see Manasarovar. Appo da enak eppo vanna varum direct knowledge experience of Gangotri, Yamunotri. Correct dane? Correct da. Adhe maadhiri your Upanishads words shabdam give what? Indirect knowledge. Adhukku munne direct knowledge kaga na edhavadhu pannanume. So your Upanishads are not giving direct knowledge. For that, what we answer we give? No. Everywhere this law will not work, there is a place, there are places certain words give direct knowledge. Certain words give direct knowledge. Upanishad, the teaching, will give the direct knowledge, not indirect knowledge. For example, just like Kunti said to Karna, Karna, you are not Radheya, you are not the son of Radha, you are the son of Kunti, you are my son, you are the sixth Pandava. Five Pandavas only Karna knows until now. Now Kunti says, Karna, there are six Pandavas. Six Pandavas? I thought only five Pandavas I have to fight. Now I have to fight with the sixth Pandava also. Who is that sixth Pandava? Kunti said, he is none other than you yourself. You are not Radheya, you are Kaunteya. Karna need not go and do meditation to find out sixth Pandava. Karna need not go. My mother has given, Kunti has given the indirect knowledge, because words give only indirect knowledge. Sixth Pandava, my mother said, but who is that Karna? Who is that Karna? Who is that Karna? He has to meditate. Is it indirect knowledge or direct knowledge? What Karna has got, I am Kaunteya, I am not Radheya. Knowledge of Karna is direct knowledge or indirect knowledge? Direct knowledge. These words reveal direct knowledge. Like that, Upanishad also reveal the direct knowledge. You are Brahman. You need not do anything for that later. So, Upanishadic words can give direct knowledge. What is direct knowledge? You are Brahman. Sorry. In the problem, indirect knowledge, direct knowledge over. I mean, another problem. Swamini, I know what I am. I know what I am. What newly Upanishad is going to teach about that? I know what I am. I have direct experience of myself. From childhood I have got experience. Shastra says, yes, you have experience, we don't deny it. But what you have experience of yourself is not true. You have experience of yourself is a limited ahankara. That experience you have. Jagradavastha, Swapnavastha, in waking state, in dream state, what you experience. I am a limited human being. I am after all housewife. I am after all employee. I am very, very, very limited. I do not know what is going to happen to my health next moment. I do not know what is going to happen to my financial position in this condition. I do not know. All are unpredictable. I am very, very limited being. You know about your limitations. The limited I, you know. The limited you know, but you do not know the unlimited you. In deep sleep, what limitation you have got? In deep sleep, what limitation you have got? What financial problem you remember? What health problem you remember? What family problems you remember? What problems of outside you remember? What limitation is there in sleep? Are you there or not? You are there. That means you are experiencing two. Jagrat Swapna limited I you are experiencing. In sleep you are experiencing unlimited I. That means you are experiencing both. Two. Which one is you? That you do not know. Enna theriyum onnu patti unakku. அதனால சமத்த கிளாஸுக்கு வா படி. தட்ஸ் ட்ரூ. ஐ டூ நாட் நோ வாட் ஐ நோ இஸ் லிமிட்டெட் அபவுட் மை ஹார்ட் விச் இஸ் ஹேவிங் லிமிட்டெட் ஃபங்க்ஷன். ஐ நோ அபவுட் மை கிட்னிஸ் விச் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஹேவிங் லிமிட்டெட் ஃபங்க்ஷன். என்ன ஏஜ் வர வர எல்லாம் லிமிட்டெட் ஃபங்க்ஷன் தானே. ஐ நோ மை இயர் ஃபங்க்ஷன் ஆல்சோ. மைக் கிட்ட உட்கார்ந்தால் தானே கேட்க முடியுது. ஐ நோ தட் ஆல்சோ. என் இன்டலெக்சுவல் பற்றி சொல்லவே வேண்டாம். இது புரிஞ்சு அது புரியாது, அது புரிஞ்சு இது புரியாது. எழுதும் போதேவோ எழுத கேட்க முடியல, கேட்கும் போது எழுத முடியல சுவாமி. என்ன தெரியறதா லிமிட்டேஷனு? நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸுக்கெல்லாம் என்னமோ கீதை மறந்துடுறோம், கீதை கிளாஸ் வரத்துக்குள்ள உபனிஷத்து மறக்கிறோம். என்ன லிமிட்டேஷன் இருக்குது எல்லாம் தெரியறது. பட் சாஸ்திரா சேஸ் யூ ஆர் அன்லிமிட்டெட், யூ ஆர் லிமிட்லெஸ். தட் யூ நோ, யூ ஆர் லிமிட்லெஸ். தட் யூ நோ, I don't know. You are taking that limited vyadhi, jara, marana, that you are. But you are not that. Therefore, Shastra says, since you do not know your limitless nature, by knowing which you are free, to know that limitless nature, listen to Shastra. Shastra gives direct knowledge. Your direct knowledge about yourself is not right. Therefore, to get right knowledge, that is moksha or atma jnanam, come to the Upanishad classes continuously. Naturally, Shastra says. Okay, this is another point we have to note. That is called moksha. That is called advaita jnanam, not anubhava. Even Advaita Anubhava is there, but people do not know that Advaitam is my real nature. The next point, what is Upanishad? Upa and Ni and Shad. There are three words in the Upanishad. So knowing my real nature alone is called Moksha. Or Brahma Jnanam, or Atma Jnanam. This is the teaching of Upanishads. Now, what do you mean by Upanishad? There are many definitions I have already given, but once again, because they are important, I give once again. First meaning, Upa means the closest. What is closest to you? Closest one is Atma. Upa means Atma. What is closest is Atma. That Atma is the closest. Ni means Nischaya Jnanam. Nischaya Jnanam of Upa. Upa, not Upma. Okay. Upa means that which is closest, Atma. Nischaya Jnanam, definite knowledge about the Atman is called Atma Jnanam. Upanishad means Atma Jnanam. This is one meaning. Jnanam about the closest Atma is called Upanishad. Opposite to Atma Jnanam is called Samsara. I know my real nature, true nature. I am Uktaha. If I do not know my real nature, I am Baddhaha, Samsari. So the struggle, samsara means struggle to become limitless is called samsara. Samyak sarati sharirat shariram iti samsaraha. That is one definition I give. Another definition, shortcut definition in anna, struggle to become limitless. Struggling to become limitless is called samsara, defect free. To get rid of all limitation is called samsara. All human beings are doing this one job only from morning to till night. Okay. Now, another meaning of the Upanishad, Upa means samipam, nearby, which destroys the sense of want or adequacy, inadequacy. Nishad and sad means to destroy. Upa means nearby. By approaching a guru, going to a guru nearby, I learned the Upanishad, that which removes my limitation, which destroys the sense of want, the sense of inadequacy. When I go near a teacher and sit down, when I am not able to sit down, okay, sit in the chair. Okay, nichaihi sthitva, upasamipe gatva, nichaihi sthitva, sadlu means that which is gamayati and takes me to that Atman. By knowing which Atman, that removes the sense of limitation, want, inadequacy. This is one meaning. Another meaning also, upa means near, ni means to bring, sad means the student is brought to guru. That is why called upanayanam. Upanayanam annana puriyirudha. The student is taken near the guru. That is upanayanam. Adilo andha upanayanam. Upanishatlo andha upanayaname came. Okay. So, samipanayanam. Short meaning. Samipanayanam, upanayanam. Pinna swamini, upanayanam panna porela enna anna. சமீபநயனம் உபநயனம்னா உபனிஷத்துன்னா ஜீவாத்ம பரமாத்ம ஐக்கியம். திஸ் ஜீவாத்மா இஸ் டேக்கன் நியர் டு த பரமாத்மா. டேக்கன் புட் இன் இன்வெர்டட் காமாஸ். ஓகே, டோன்ட் டேக் லிட்ரலி. ரிமூவிங் த நோஷன் ஐ ஆம் அவே ஃப்ரம் பரமாத்மா, ஐ ஆம் வெரி மச் டிஸ்டன்ட் ஃப்ரம் பரமாத்மா நோஷன், ரிமூவிங் தட் நோஷன் இஸ் கால்ட் சமீபநயனம். Next, another meaning, Upanishannam Shreyaha Asyam Iti. Upanishannam Shreyaha Asyam Iti. That in which fullness or freedom is hidden. That in which the freedom, the fullness is hidden. Upanishannam Shreyaha Asyam Iti. Another meaning, Upanishad, that which takes the person to Brahman. Brahma gamayati moksha asadayati. Brahma gamayati moksham asadayati iti Upanishad. That which takes the person to Brahman. So many meanings are there. Namak puriyanam avladha. Okay, now come to the text Mandukyam. We'll chant the prayer verse. You are all waiting for that from long time. Okay. Shanti Patha. Repeat after me.
Om Bhadram Karne Bhishrunu Yama Devaham.
Om Bhadram Karne Bhishrunu Yama Devaham.
Bhadram Pashye Makshabhir Yajatraham.
ஸ்திரைரங்கைஸ்துஷ்டுவாகும்சஸ்தனூபிஹிம்
ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்த்ரோ வ்ருத்த ஶ்ரவாஹம் Swasti nah Pusha Vishvavedah.
Swasti nah Pusha Vishvavedah.
Swasti nastarkshyo arishtanemihi.
Swasti nastarkshyo arishtanemihi.
Swasti no brihaspatir dadhatum.
Swasti no brihaspatir dadhatum.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Now we are entering into the sixth Upanishad known as Mandukya Upanishad, which belongs to the Atharvana Vedana. There are four Vedas: Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharvana Veda. This Upanishad belongs to the Atharvana Veda. One Upanishad has got one Shanti Patha. One Veda has got one Shanti Patha. This Shanti Patha we saw already previously in Mundakopanishad. Mundakopanishad also belongs to Atharvana Veda. Therefore, the same Shanti Patha I already elaborately given the meaning. Therefore, I am not going to give that much elaborately. Just I will give the essence. Before going to that essence, I have to give the brief introduction to this Upanishad, Mandukya Upanishad. This is the smallest Upanishad with the 12 mantras. This Upanishad associated with a particular rishi called Manduka. Manduka Rishi Sambandham Mandukyam. If you see the dictionary, Manduka means frog. Okay, don't see the dictionary. Here, Manduka Rishi Sambandham. Therefore, this Upanishad is given by the Manduka Rishi. Therefore, it is called Mandukyam. Another commentator says, Mandukam is frog. Why they have given this name? This Upanishad mantras jump like a frog. Ghost, one level to another level. It takes the student to that heights. Even Shankaracharya writes, Mandukyameva alam. One Upanishad is sufficient to get self-knowledge. After listening this, many people, what they do, they attend only Mandukya Upanishad. We should not take it literally. He praised and glorified, that's okay. Hey, you to listen Mandukya, to understand Mandukya. What is the intention of Shankaracharya? Mandukya meva alam anartha. Director poi Mandukyam padi anartha. Go and study Mandukya straight away anartha mille. Mandukya has got that much teaching. Very, very powerful teaching. Very significant teaching is there. It gives straight knowledge. But to understand Mandukyam, my dear student, you have to minimum understanding of that is 5 Upanishads. Minimum. Anji Upanishad padichada Mandukyame puriyo. Appadi enna swamini Upanishadanna theriyamane kuda undirkome class lo ukkanandirkome next class ku varanuma vendama na. Vango, vendani solala, please come. I request you, all of you come. But my suggestion is, listen to the previous Upanishads, what I have already recorded. You listen to them simultaneously, and that CDs or cassettes, and listen to this Upanishad, you will get much more benefit. Otherwise, the statements are very, very vague and very, very, what you can call, very abstract. Therefore, you will get full benefit if you have other Upanishads background. Otherwise, also okay. You have to listen anyhow. This is my responsibility to inform you. Okay. Now, this Upanishad belongs to Atharvarna Veda. For this, a great Acharya wrote 215 verses upon the 12 mantras. That Acharya name is called Gaudapada Acharya, Guru of Govindapada. Sri Bhagavat Govindapada's Guru Gaudapada. Govindapada is the Guru of Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya's Guru Govindapada. Shankaracharya's grand Guru is Gaudapada. That means Gaudapada is the Guru's Guru of Shankaracharya. So Shankaracharya wrote 215 verses in 4 chapters. First chapter name is called Agama Prakaranam. They are all called Karikas. In the form of Karika, Mandukya Karika. Very, very famous Mandukya Karika. Powerful teaching. This Agama Prakaranam has totally 215 plus 12 mantras, 227 verses you have to study. Chinna Upanishad ani chonna. Ippudu idu da periya Upanishad. Okay. Biggest Upanishad. So general convention is everybody, those who want to study Mandukyam, they study Karika also, then only they can understand. Now 12 mantras le enna puriyum? Illaya? Therefore, they study Karika also. We are also studying Karika. First, Agama Prakaranam has got 12 mantras plus 29 Karikas. Totally 41. It is called Agama Prakaranam because Prakaranam means Adhyayam, chapter. Agama means, in this 12 mantras are also included. Agama means Shruti. Veda. So, Agama included, therefore it is called Agama Prakaranam with 29 mantras, shlokas. Now, second chapter is called Vaitathya Prakaranam. 39 Karikas. There are no mantras, but 39 Karikas, shlokas are there. Vithathasya Bhavaha Vaitathyam. The unreality of the world is revealed here. The unreality or mithyatvam or jagat mithyatvam is established by Gaudapada. World is less real than Brahman. Brahman is real, world is less real. That chapter is called Vaitathya Prakaranam. The third chapter is known as Advaita Prakaranam. Brahman alone is there, Advaitam, non-dual Brahman alone is there. The reality is one, Brahman, Satyatvam, Brahma, Advaitvam, Advaitam Brahma is established in 48 Karikas, Advaita Prakaranam. Then fourth and final chapter is called Alata Shanti Prakaranam. Primarily deals with the negation of all systems of philosophy. Other systems of philosophy, all misconceptions are negated in this Alata Shanti Prakaranam. This title is given because Alata means a stick, at the edge of the stick they tie a cloth and they dip that cloth in the oil and then they lit the fire. And they move like this, no? In the olden days, in the villages and all, they keep alatam. And they move like this, no? It all flames, you know, this comes. But alatam is one. So, there is a teaching about that, alatam. Alata Shanti Prakaranam. When we come to that chapter, I will explain elaborately. These are the four chapters we are going to see. Totally 100 Karikas are there. The biggest chapter. 100 Karikas. Now, this Shanti Patha is meant for Vigna Nivaranadham and to get good health, body level, sense organs level, mind level. We are praying to the Lord, O Lord, give me strength, physical strength, so that I can study well. Bhadram Karne Vishruniyama Devaha. This meaning I will give in the next class. Hari Om. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.